Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, presented by Iskra, the premier destination for Web3 gaming. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be talking about Dot Moves. This is a really fun move-to-earn blockchain game where you actually go head-to-head against other people in challenges like freestyle soccer and dance-offs. So that's right, you can now earn crypto doing dance-offs, which is pretty awesome. Dot Moves is really bringing something new to this space, and they're receiving a ton of praise. Their app is already on the Google Play Store and also on Apple Store, and it currently has a 4.7 rating, so that's pretty incredible, especially in the Web3 space. Most apps that have some sort of blockchain usability are really low, so pretty impressive for them. I'm also super pumped that I get to talk to their chief community officer about their project and all the different things that they have coming up in the future. Now, a little background on Dot Moves. The main idea here with this platform is that you enter these one-on-one battles in a competition. So right now, you can juggle a soccer ball or do different dance challenges, and the app actually uses your phone camera to record your actions and determine the winner. Whoever wins receives the prize tokens called Move. However, even if you're super unathletic and aren't very good at this, you can participate just for fun, or you can receive a little bit of rewards just for using their app and participating in their ecosystem. So like I said, right now it's just one-on-one, but in the future there's going to be team battles and leagues. They have some really big tournaments that have already gone on, and they're doing a ton of updates on their app. And even more importantly, they have a lot more sports that are going to be coming online, like basketball and boxing, apparently. I saw that on their app. So really exciting there, not just focusing on soccer and dancing. This platform also really wants to focus on the social and competition side of things, whereas apps like Steppin are really kind of a solo adventure. Dot Moves is really trying to focus on the social aspect of things with videos of your competition and being able to follow other people. So really cool, doing a lot to make this a really fun platform. Now, before we get into our interview about all things Dot Moves, here's a word from our podcast partner, Iskra. Now, Iskra believes the future of gaming is on the blockchain, and they offer the premier destination for players and developers to explore the thrill and opportunity of Web3 gaming alongside a vibrant community. So right now, actually, you can explore a platform using blockchain built for next-gen Web3 games, and a community system that rewards both players and developers based on their participation. You can sign up right now at pioneer.iskra.world and join their Discord group to start exploring the future of gaming. Links are in the show notes as well. Plus, if you join their Discord using our links, you will be in line for some special rewards. We are supported by Litcraft Nysperians. What if I were to tell you that there's a whole universe of creatures that have been living right under our noses for thousands of years that we haven't been enlightened or lit enough to see until now? Enter the rich, magical, and diverse world of Litcraft Nysperians. Litcraft Nysperians is the first of many games slated to join the Litcraft metaverse. And I have to say, Litcraft is quite possibly the deepest, fully live Web3 game currently running, and I'd sort of best describe it as Minecraft meets Pokemon meets Candy Crush. You can dig for and craft valuable NFTs, play addictive minigames, and collect over 236 Lit Pets. These are exotic creatures that you can actually pit against each other in exciting online battles. I had the chance to interview the creator of Litcraft Nysperians, Tom Anderson, and I really became a fan. Finally, a legitimate deep crypto game where you can play and earn right now. It's easy to learn and hard to master. Check it out at Litcraft Nysperians for yourself at litcraft.io, and links are in the show notes as well. All right, back to Dot Moves and our interview. So I'm really excited to have the Chief Community Officer of Dot Moves on today, Ricardo. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Nathan. Thanks for inviting.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the ways I really like starting off the show, especially with more community manager folks, is talking about sort of how you got into this space and how you got connected with Dot Moves.
Yeah. So actually, it was I didn't have anything to do with the crypto world or to the blockchain world. So it was actually by chance. I was working in, I had my own communication agency before, and just through some mutual friends of the founders of this project. You know, all of a sudden I was getting into all of this and learning the hard way, you know, like getting lots of nights reading about the subject, and so it was quite challenging, quite a challenge, I must say. The team has very different backgrounds, like the CEO and CEO have like medical engineering background. I have a services engineering and management background. So others have artificial intelligence, machine learning. So it's quite a diverse team. So it was good that not all of them were very like only on the blockchain world. So they were very diverse. They were, so this made it easier for me to adapt to this new reality.
Nice. Yeah. And I always think it's so interesting because, I mean, this space is so new in the last year or two that, I mean, pretty much everyone was doing something different 2 years ago. So it's really fun to hear about, you know, people's regular day jobs and what they were doing and what their plans were before this. So very cool.
Yeah, but definitely, and it's interesting to see that even with the dot moves with the project in the beginning, it didn't have a blockchain background. So this came along the way. So this thing started to evolve, technology evolved, and everything started to make sense. So definitely.
Yeah. So just sort of getting going. I'd love to hear a little bit about sort of the genesis of Dot Moves and how it sort of started off.
Yeah. So the idea started some years ago with my colleagues Pedro and Salome, who had been talking about working in sports performance and competition, but actually life ended up leading other ways, and they ended up specializing in the development of data AI solutions in different industries. So they actually worked a lot in medical startups, large telecom companies. So very different from all of this. But the truth is, they always wanted to work on sports, on competition, performance improvement. So. In fact, Dot Moves is a product that has been lingering for about 10 years or something. So in the meantime, technology evolved. Actually, smartphones didn't even have the technology needed back then when Dot Moves was starting to come up. And other ideas started to be introduced until everything made sense early in 2021. So actually it was a project that didn't come up like in a second. It's a project that has been thought and has been developed for many years on paper, until last year. So it's not probably the normal process on these things, but definitely made it more mature when it started.
Gotcha. I mean, that totally makes sense because it seems like the technology that you guys use to choose winners and to track people's movements is something that could not be done in the last year. So totally makes sense.
No, and just to add on that, the first ideas for Dot Moves actually required using some hardware, some wearables. And that is something that would make the project completely different from what is nowadays. And the fact that we managed to make it just a software product and not a hardware product makes it much easier and it's much more simple for people to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And so sort of before our talk, I gave a little bit of an overview about how Dot Move works. And currently there are sort of two main aspects that you can compete in with freestyle soccer and dance. And I was kind of wondering sort of on the technical side of things, how does Dot Move sort of determine who wins a competition with this all being sort of through your phone? I'm sure there are people who are worried about manipulation.
Yeah, that's a question that has been asked many times, and absolutely normal. So first of all, Dotmoves is a sports app that uses our own proprietary AI. So it's all been developed in-house, and the user's smartphone camera to evaluate how they dance or how they play freestyle soccer. These are the two sports that we have right now. And by giving the players a score, we can determine who is the winner in those peer-to-peer competitions. So basically what the system does is it analyzes the body movements, the interaction with the objects. In freestyle soccer, it's the ball. So basically how people interact with the object. And it basically determines the complexity of the sequence being done by the user. And this allows us to give a score to that performance. And in the end, basically, the one with the highest score will win. For freestyle soccer, we also have some individual game modes that are relatively different from this. Basically, some game modes where players can challenge the system or legendary players like Maradona or Ricardo Quaresma. So they can actually challenge those players in some pre-recorded video and not live ones like we do with the peer-to-peer challenges. But in the end, it's basically this. So the system evaluates the body movements and the interaction with the objects. This is the most basic explanation I can give.
Yeah, no, I'm sure if you got into the more technical aspects, it would fly right over my head.
So. And I would put most of the people to sleep with the explanation.
Yeah, no, that was perfect. So right now we talked about there's pretty much mainly the solo competitions going on right now. But in the future, you guys talk about sort of these party modes or teams or pro seasons. What do some of these other modes look like in the future?
Yeah, the idea is to diversify and to give more options to our users. Not everyone likes to play against others or to play solo. Many users like to, you know, play team games, for example, and this is a chance for them to have more options. But also internally, it's quite important because it gives us the opportunity to join hands with some partners, with like clubs, professional athletes, academies, you know, and so on. So it actually is something that we're looking forward to introduce. So we're constantly thinking about stuff and features that we can develop, and not only to please the players, but also to allow us to create synergies and partnerships with others. And it's an opportunity to create a big ecosystem. That's our goal.
Very cool. Yeah, no, I can definitely tell you guys are doing a lot to diversify and add a lot of stuff to your platform, as I can tell from your roadmap. Besides sort of the soccer and the dance modes, you guys have a ton of stuff that are coming up that people are going to be able to compete in. What are some of the other activities that you guys see being added to the platform in the next, you know, 6 months to a year?
I would love to give a straight answer to that. but we're working on many sports and activities, and I never want to give too much information about it, not because I want to be, you know, I want to be secret or anything. It's because we never know what we will add next. It depends a lot on how well the developments go. So, for example, we launched dance because obviously we had it as a goal, as a milestone. But dance as a sport, we launched it because we were already happy with the development and comfortable on launching it as a beta sport and putting it live. So the others that we're working on, when we're comfortable, we will release more information and we will announce it. But until then, we might create some expectations that end up not happening. But definitely, and to give you a better answer than just this, I think people can expect some fitness activities in the future and other playing modes. So that's something that I can say with some level of certainty.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't want to overpromise and then have a lot of people be disappointed or asking, you know, when this, when that. And I think it's probably also one of the reasons why you guys have such a high rating on your app store is the stuff that you have on there is working so well. So you don't want to haphazardly start throwing stuff at it.
And we're very clear and transparent on Telegram, on Twitter, on our when talking to our community that we launched the app like 6 months ago or something like that. No, a little bit more than 6 months ago. But we're still on a beta version. We're working on things. We're listening to the community and we're listening to what they say. And that's quite important for us. And being very very open about that, about working on what we're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally awesome. And so sort of moving on to some of the token stuff going on here. You can put up some of your own tokens in some of these competitions, but like if I'm a terrible athlete, which no one wants to see me dancing, I'm not just going to lose all my tokens. Like how else can I earn move tokens?
Well, first of all, you can always play for fun. Okay. So yeah. you don't need to be always playing for tokens. So you can play for fun. You can practice to improve your performance. And the beginning of in the beginning of Dot Moves, I remember I'm there since day one basically, and I remember discussing this internally before launching the company to the public. We were discussing that we really wanted to develop a product where people could practice and could improve their sports performance. Okay. So definitely that's one of our goals for everyone that is joining. And we have fortunately a ton of cases where people actually were not so good in soccer, were not so good in dancing. But in the end, you know, after a few weeks, after a few months, they're completely different. They're so good in those sports, and that's really good. And from time to time we do these before and afters with some of these users that allow us to use their videos.
Oh, very cool.
And we do this before and after of you know doing some soccer tricks and doing some dance movements, and you can actually see the difference from a few weeks ago or a few months ago to now. So it's pretty cool. But besides that, we've recently launched our NFT collection, which introduces an interesting game mode for those who are not so keen on sports. Okay, so and what it allows is for users to lend their sneakers or balls to others. These are the NFTs that we have available. It's sneakers or balls, and they can lend the NFTs to others, which others need to have in order to enter a competition. It's like an entry card.
Okay.
So basically, by lending the NFTs to others, by allowing others to borrow their NFTs, they can actually share the profits if that player wins the challenge using their NFTs. So they can actually earn some profits. They can actually earn something from others' challenges if they allow them to use their NFTs. And they actually don't need to play. They can just sit down and be like a sports manager or something like that. So for the players is also a cool solution because it doesn't require them to actually buy the NFTs. They can just pick one of the available ones in the app, and afterwards just share a part of the profits if they win. And so it actually creates a win-win situation for those who are very keen on sports and for those who are not so keen on sports. So this is also a solution that we have to bring everyone on board. And this started not wanting to get too much into detail about the NFTs, but it actually started because of that, because we have these very two different communities, which is the crypto and blockchain community and the sports community, which very they don't interact with each other too much. Okay, and we needed to find a solution for that. So the NFTs are actually a good solution for those two communities.
Very nice. Yeah, no, totally makes sense. And so sort of kind of piggybacking on that, you talk about sort of sharing sneakers. And it seems like Dot Moves is really focusing sort of on the social aspects of sort of move to earn and blockchain. And can you talk a little bit about how you go about making sure that people sort of stay engaged, maybe not necessarily with the project, but with each other on your platform? Because very much this seems like there's a lot more community engagement than some of the other projects that seem very solo oriented.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And it hasn't always been the case for Dot Moves. So when we started, when we launched the app, it was you opened the app, you could play against others, and that was it. You couldn't see much more of what was happening. And we've introduced several features along the way. And we're slowly moving to a social platform, I have. And you're absolutely right on that. Things like the news feed that we introduced, where you can actually see other players' videos, just like you see like on Instagram or people you follow, so you can actually follow other players. We've introduced the chat where you can talk to other players, interact with them, and also obviously I mentioned it before, our Telegram community, which now has more than 15,000 users and is quite active. They're always giving suggestions. They're interacting with each other. They're discussing what's happening on the platform, what will be introduced next. So it's actually, there's this very good dynamic and it's such a rich environment that makes us very proud to look at our platform and see that people are actually engaging on it. And we're listening, and I want to say that we're listening to their suggestions on our channel. So a lot of our features that we introduce actually come from our community suggestions. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I love some of the social features you guys have added, especially being able to see other people's videos. I think has been awesome, and it's going to add so much to the platform. So really cool.
And that was very important. Also not only for the community but for us to see, because in the beginning we didn't think about it, and now it's such an obvious feature, and it's so cool to see. You can choose whether you want to see one sport or you want to see other, or you want to see all the sports, and it's such a, nowadays we look back and it's such an obvious feature that wasn't there. There
everything
wasn't there
seems obvious later. Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked a little bit about the Dot Moves token, and I was kind of wondering what's some of the utility inside the platform. What can people use it for?
Okay, for inside of the platform, people can use it for playing against others. So they can use some move tokens to challenge others. So they can like invest in themselves and say like, okay, I'm going to put 50 moves on myself, and because I think I'm going to win the challenge against you, Nathan. And you put your 50 moves, and we can play against each other, and the winner takes the pool of moves. But you can also use them to buy NFTs. You can also use them to recharge your NFTs. So there's a lot of things you can do with them. And in the end, you have your wallet, and you can exchange them for other currencies, basically.
Okay, very cool. Nice. And so I was kind of curious about sort of on the wider scale of things, with sort of blockchain gaming is a super, super new space really in the last few years, but move to earn is even newer than that. And a lot of projects are sort of still sort of finding their footing. And what would you say is maybe one of the misconceptions, that's out there about move to earn projects that maybe Dot Moves is addressing?
I'm not sure if it's a misconception or not, but one of the things that I've been noticing and that actually concerns me is it has to do with economics, with how games are developed, their economics around the move to earn. And I think people because the name is quite obvious, you move to earn, people tend to think that you can just, that companies can just exist and reward people exclusively for their workout, like forever. And I think move to earn projects still need to explain quite well how their economy works, how the project is making money. There's no other way to say it, and give trust and safety to the community that is investing in them, because you cannot just reward people for doing something without getting anything in return. And this, all the economics around the move to earn, because this is such a new concept, and it still needs to be developed and better explained to everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one of the things we've really noticed, especially in this early going, is that people need to be able to take away completely. If you completely take away the incentives, it has to be something people would still want to do. And I feel like that's something that Dot Moves really accomplishes. Like, if there were no incentives, I could still see Dot Moves just being crazy huge with your technology and how you do competitions. I mean, this is something that, like, without even, you know, the earn side of things, people would be using, which I think is just, it's super important.
And like I said in the beginning, you know, blockchain was not part of our roadmap. The rewarding system was a little bit different, so everything was a little bit different because the project was designed to be fun and to have a utility, and for us to develop some cool technology, some cool AI that can be used in a lot of different ways, and so the whole project was designed with a different mindset. So we really want people to use it regardless of the incentives that we're giving. We're trying to make it as fun as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you guys are really accomplishing that. So before we sort of let you go here, I'd love to hear if there's some more stuff on the roadmap that you'd like to go over, or some overviews of what you guys see happening in the next while.
Sure. So our roadmap, we've announced recently that we will actually, and I was just talking about it, we will have a new game economy, and we're working very hard on it, because we're introducing the NFTs. This will create this sort of, like I was saying, like an entry card to the challenging mode. This will create a different experience within the game, and so we're developing a new economy around it and how everything will work. We will announce it very soon. We're also working hard on new sports, and that's something that I can tell that until the end of the year, until actually the fourth quarter of this year, people can expect to see in the app. So stay tuned and make sure you stop by any of our channels, our social media channels, and stay tuned for the next sport.
Yeah, definitely will. And I'll be putting all you guys' socials and website information in the show notes so people can get connected with you guys in the community. So yeah, that'll be great. So Ricardo, I really, really appreciate you joining me today, taking some time out of your day to tell us all about Dot Moves. So thanks for coming on.
Nathan, it was pretty cool. I really appreciate it. And I'm a fan. Since a couple of weeks ago, I've started listening to the podcast, and I will continue to be a good listener.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nathan. Thanks for inviting.
All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and follow me on Twitter or Instagram for when future episodes come out. And if you want to support the podcast, feel free to support me on Patreon, where you'll get access to exclusive NFT giveaways and find out what I'm actually investing in. Details are in the show notes. Thanks again, and happy NFT hunting!